News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So let's return to that discussion as to whether school uniforms are an outdated concept. We're joined by Eric Nelligan, teacher, assistant principal and AIN2 spokesperson on education, and Jen Hogan, journalist and columnist with the Irish Times. Jen, to you first, you're not convinced about the need for school uniforms.
Yes, certainly not, Shane, anyway, in their current form. School uniforms, I suppose, they're one of the biggest costs that parents face every year, particularly any schools that have crest uniforms, buying jumpers and ties and polo shirts and tracksuits and shorts and jackets. And if they're crested pieces, that really, really adds up. But also, even the different types of uniforms. I mean, we still have small children going around in formal uniforms with shirts, ties, slacks, skirts. And this kind of went out with the pandemic, this whole idea of this very formal dress. As adults, we are not going around like that. And we're still making our young children dress in that way with little regard for sensory needs or anything like that.
Okay, Eric Nelligan, how about that? Big costs and way too formal.
Well, I would disagree with the big costs. Like, just before coming on this morning, I Googled the price of the uniforms that are in my school that the boys wear and that my children going to primary school wear. And the primary school uniform came to €41 for the three pieces, and the secondary school uniform came to €72 for the three pieces. So if your child's in school for 180 to 200 days of school year, and if you have two sets of uniform, that comes to 80 or 90 quid for the primary school for students and 150 or so for secondary. That, to me, sounds like reasonable value. And as a parent, I have no problem paying that amount of money. But I suppose the main thing as a parent is, look, whether you have a young child or a teenager, let's be honest, teenagers can be a bit lazy. So many a parent listening to this morning will have had many a fight with their son or daughter getting them out of bed in the morning. And the easiest thing to do is shout up or go in, get them out of bed, put on your uniform and quick, let's go. While some parents will empathise with this. I have my middle child is a bit of a drama queen, and we had plenty of arguments when she was in preschool about what clothes to wear. And she didn't want to wear a distress, or she wanted to wear Frozen or Barbie or whatever it was. Well, at least now when she's in primary school, look, here's a uniform, here's your tracksuit, put it on.
Okay, all right.
Bang,
Jen, how about that? Like, firstly, the uniforms, you can pick them up for next to nothing, way cheaper than the kind of clothes kids would wear ordinarily. And the second thing is it takes the whole fashion parade out of things. You just grab what's in front of you, the uniform, and you wear that.
Well, I suppose in terms of the cost, that really depends on individual schools. And the schools Eric's talking about, it sounds like those costs are far less maybe than they are in some other schools. But in some schools, you could be talking 70, 80 quid for a jumper alone, for a crested jumper alone. There are specific shoes in certain schools. I had one parent on to me telling me the shoes were nearly €100 that she was expected to buy for her child. So even things like
that's
that.
That's pretty rare,
out,
though, isn't it? Isn't that pretty rare? The schools would tell you exactly what shoes.
I can tell you, well, this is one parent telling me, I know over the course of rearing my children, one of my schools would have insisted on a particular type of shoes for in my children's school as well. So I've come across it on a personal level and a professional level. It's more common perhaps than you think, but even allowing that, the idea that of the fashion parade, that will creep in uniforms anyway. Where that doesn't exist, you have the other side of it where you have maybe a little bit of competition around runners and shoes anyway. That's always going to exist. We're not going to remove that completely. Children are going to be, in their own school, in their own clothes, outside of school, they still interact with their peers and their friends.
But at least, sorry to cut across you, Jen, at least for those 7 hours in school, they don't have that. It's an escape from that.
It depends really though, Shane. If you are a child with sensory needs, there's no escape if that shirt is bothering you or that tie is bothering you or that stiff material in your clothes that you have to wear, the formal uniform in particular, is bothering you. That's not bringing relief. That's bringing stress. If we remove that situation and allow maybe certain children to wear tracksuits and keep other children in the formal uniform, then we're othering. So that's not a solution either. So it's one way or the other we're affecting children in requiring them
Eric,
to wear this very formal uniform.
Eric?
Yeah, look, all I can say in regards to the cost there that Jen spoke about, every school has to have a parents' council involved in their decision-making process. So if you're a parent in a school where they're obliging you to spend 70 quid on a jumper or 100 quid on shoes, on specific shoes, the parents, if they're not happy with that, there is a mechanism there that they can try and change that. So that's just from a school management point of view. But I notice from, look, being an assistant principal in the school, that one of the key things that all school management try and do is they try and get all the students to buy into the sense of a school community. And as any team or organization does, is they try and build up morale around and a sense of belonging around a colour or a badge or a uniform or something like that. It's the same with any team or club or group you support. And that's a key thing is, and we find especially, though I teach in an all-boys school, and boys are very acceptable of rules and regulations once they're fairly implemented, and having a school uniform kind of brings that in.
Jen, yeah, can I ask you about that idea of a sense of school community? I always think private schools are very good at generating that about their schools. Non-fee paying schools less so, at least that's my experience. A school uniform gives a sense of belonging, a sense of community.
The boys' club, things like that. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you, Shane, that there is maybe a culture cultivated around school uniforms in private schools, perhaps a lot. But yes, I don't know. Snot green never made me feel like I belonged to my school community. That was the colour of my uniform. And look, I don't know, if I was to think back to my own children, they feel part of a community because that's where their friends are. I'm not convinced that is driven by the uniform that they wear to school every day. I don't know that I'm not convinced that it's as strong an argument for a uniform. I don't think community is driven by that. I think it's driven by the culture of the school. And just to pick up on that point that, you know, you can go to the parents' council. It's very difficult for parents to go on their own to the council and to address with the school, I can't afford this. Plus the 2017 circular said we were to get rid of, or that schools were to have alternatives for parents and that they should be able to buy a generic piece of uniform.
Jen,
huge number of schools still haven't done that. So this whole sense of community and the looking after parents,
thanks, Jen. Eric, a very brief final word from you.
Well, look, what we know is uniforms it's better for the students in that it reduces bias amongst teachers. So there's data out there that shows that equalizing everything means that teachers work with students on basically what they produce. So there are many advantages. And what we know is that the vast majority of parents and students and schools are in favour of uniforms. That's
Eric Nelligan and Jen Hogan, thank you indeed for joining us. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.